Aniplex. It's anime.
Our new intro. Don't sue us.
Well, it's April and we're still watching anime.
Because it is April. Anime April.
Yeah. We're going to become weebs. It's fine. It's fun. It's all in good fun.
Becomes a weeb for fun.
So, we decided to do a different one this time because I made you pick between four different ones.
Yes.
And I guess maybe we should just cycle through the four.
Yeah, at this point, yeah. I already forgot all of the premises that you gave me, so.
Yeah, we'll just do that then.
So I'm just going to be surprised each time.
So last time we did Overlord, and I don't know. I feel like that was fun. The theme song definitely slapped, which I already knew that. So.
Oh, yeah.
I watch it.
Slaps real hard.
It's dark. There's really not all that much to it.
Yeah. A lot of battle type stuff.
Yes.
Yeah.
I mean, those are usually like the things I like the most. I love like tactical things where they're like taking over something.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I don't know. I've always loved Risk. So anything that's like kind of like that, it appeals to that intellectual side of me.
Yeah.
But anyway. So we watched that last time, and this time we decided to go ahead and watch Puella Magi Madoka Magica, which is...
I'm never going to remember the title to that. Ever.
I mean, understandable.
I might, but I'd have to, like, really...
Try.
I'd have to practice, you know? I'm bad with names. I still call Cowboy Bebop Cowboy Bebop, so... It's mostly on purpose.
I was going to say, that sounds like a choice.
It started accidental, and then I got to the point where I'm like, you know what? That's how I read it, so that's how I'm going to say it, too.
Understandable, yeah. I guess.
So it started as an accident, and now it's on purpose.
So we watched Madoka, and obviously, Catherine, you've never seen this.
No.
But I've seen it before, and rewatching the very beginning, it was very much... It all made... perfectly clear what the premise of this series is. And I didn't really realize that, like, when I finished watching the series the first time.
Mm-hmm.
It's really something that's like, oh, this is an added effect I get from watching it a second or a third time.
Yep. I was definitely confused at first. Well, as usual, you know me. So. Yeah.
I mean, I decided to watch... was like, hey, let's just watch it dubbed this time because... The first one or two times I've watched it, like, subbed. And I kind of prefer it that way just because, like, the way that they make Kyubey sound, it's very weird.
Which one is she?
It's the little animal thing.
Oh, yeah. No, they sound weird.
It does sound weird.
Well, the main character, I also don't love her voice. What's her name again?
Madoka.
Yeah, don't love her voice because it's very breathy.
Yeah, she
does. It's very like I'm a 40-year-old woman trying to sound like I'm 12.
Like her voice is like going out, but they're just like trying to dial it up so she sounds.
Yeah. Oh my god. I can't handle her voice. Especially once I like noticed how breathy, like once I consciously was like, oh my god, like it's more breath than it is words. After that, I couldn't like ignore it anymore. Like you know, it was one of those things. Once you point it out, like, that's it. That's all you can focus on.
There are very few animes that I've watched that where the dub are good. Like, unless it's a four kids dub and they've added weird things to it, it's usually not good unless it's, like, Cowboy Bebop.
Yeah, that dub's pretty good.
Hero Academia has a good dub. And...
I personally like the dub to Ouran High School Host Club, but that's also how I watched it the first, like, two or three times, so I'm kind of biased in that way, because it was before I knew that, like, there was a whole controversy between the two, and I was perfectly happy with dub, personally.
So, which is understandable.
And that's just how I'm used to it now, so I prefer the dub over the sub because of that. Because otherwise it just doesn't sound right to me.
I used to prefer the dub until I learned that the subs... Well, before the subs were readily accessible.
Yeah, I've learned since then. And now if I, like, have the time or motivation, I'll try and watch, like, both. So I'll switch, like, back and forth to figure out which one I prefer.
Yeah, my whole thing is, like, back when I initially started watching anime, you can only watch it when it was distributed here in English. mm-hmm. in America.
Yeah.
Because that's just the way that it was. But now you can, like, because technology and blah, 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 everything's come so far. Mm-hmm. We can, I can watch just, like, the sub versions right away. Basically, as soon as they release them in Japan. Yeah. Which is why I love Hulu so much, is because they have, like, a lot of stuff that's, like, simulcast.
They do, yeah.
So, yeah. I can watch that shit right away.
That's the nice thing, yeah. Hulu also has, like, a lot of anime. I feel like most of the anime on Netflix is either, like, really weird, obscure stuff, or it's Netflix originals.
Yeah.
So.
That's at least weird.
From the little research I've done, because I don't watch a lot of anime, as we've covered.
Yeah, well, I mean, that's just true.
Yeah.
Because they do have a lot of original content.
It's the same thing with reality shows. Hulu has a lot more, like, reality TV. And Netflix, most of the decent reality television on Netflix is Netflix original.
Yeah.
So.
It's very interesting how the streaming platforms have gotten into this whole type of stuff. I just love that they...
There's, like, a whole... There's so much.
I love that they really realized that there's a huge market in... anime and having that stuff, because there are a lot of people who like to watch anime and they're like,
there are, yeah.
Hey, I can't access this, it would be great.
Like, there's actually a ton of money in it.
I mean, there's also Crunchyroll, which I do not have a subscription to because I refuse to pay for one.
Yeah, yeah. I've heard about it, but I'm sure, I think, like, also if you were really into anime, I feel like it'd be worth getting.
Yeah, that's the thing, is I'm like, I watch anime, but I'm very much a casual watcher. I attach myself to things,
you know, like,
based on the premise.
Right. Like, there are people who I think will primarily watch anime. Like, that's the main thing that they watch in general. So, like, if you watch a lot of anime, but not a ton of other stuff, I could see getting Crunchyroll over, like, Hulu or Netflix.
Yeah. I would never do that.
I personally would never.
Just
but,
me as a personal
preference. Yeah, but some people, like, there are some people who are like that.
So, after watching Madoka, how do you feel about it?
I think I personally preferred it a little bit over Overlord, although the... Did I say it? Yeah. Overlord.
Yeah, it was Overlord.
Yeah, sorry. I second-guessed myself there for a second. I personally liked it a little better than Overlord, even though Overlord's theme song slaps way more.
Yeah.
I think I personally preferred it a little bit. I think partially because I'm not super into that, like, battle tactic stuff. Just, like, personally, but
it also has, like, really cool fight scene. Overlord has, like, really cool fight sequences further into the series. The thing is, it's just, like,
we're in the beginning. I really do like the animation in it, though, and I like just the way it was done.
Mm.
Like, I was telling you how I love, like, the music that they play when, like, they're going into, I don't know any of how the words for things
But, oh, like, when they
would open, like, portals and shit.
The witch thing?
Yeah, like, when they would do all that stuff, like, the music they would play was always a lot of fun. I had a great time, in general. I enjoyed it. I really liked the style of it, and all the different styles of animation that you could have going on at once, and it, like, somehow made sense.
Yeah, I very much love the style of this show. Particularly because of the different, like, like, layered textures that they put in the show.
And it would get, like, kaleidoscope-y.
Mm-hmm.
It was cool.
It kind of reminds me of, like, did you ever watch Chowder on Cartoon Network?
Only a really tiny bit. Like, I've never
Well, do you just remember, like, the animation style and, like, how their clothes looked textured? Like, each individual character had their own texture.
Yeah. I remember. It's been a while.
That's how, but I remember. That, it kind of reminds me of that.
Yeah.
And I enjoy that a lot.
Yeah, I thought it was neat.
Any other thoughts?
I'm buffering. The hair physics is a little off, in my opinion, but that's fine. Because that's not unusual.
Yeah.
In anime.
I mean, that's usually what happens in anime. Unless it's like... It depends on the style, but this show has, like, a very interesting style to it that you kind of just have to go with it.
Yeah, yeah. That's what I kind of try and do with most anime, is I feel like if you don't just go with whatever happens, like, you're not going to have a good time, and that's how it is.
Yeah. I like other ones where they, like, actually, they do that a lot with the newer action anime series, where they have a lot of quick action sequences where, like, things will move very quickly.
Mm-hmm.
And I like how they'll do the hair movement that way, where it's, like, you know that, like, the character stays still and the hair just, like, whips all over the place. And I'm yeah, that's exactly how that would happen if you were flying through the air.
Yeah.
But, you know, it just looks kind of funny, like, the way that's drawn. But it's also really cool because they figured out how to, like, animate that. They're like, oh, well, the hair would, like, whip in this particular order if they were flying in this direction going east.
Oh, I have a question. What's your opinion on whether or not Neo Yokio is anime?
I believe that it... So that's the thing. It's very weird to say because I'm like, anime is like an actual Japanese style, I feel like.
Right, right.
And the thing is it's in that style, but it's not made in Japan, like most animes are.
Yeah.
But I've also been told that not a lot of... Not all anime are made there. Sometimes they're exported to other art houses. It depends. So I'm like, I really don't know. Because it's done in an anime style. So I would consider it anime.
Yeah.
It's just very weird. It's very, like, Americanized anime, if that makes sense. Oh, absolutely, But,
Well, yeah, I just, because once I was talking to someone, and I was telling them how I was watching Neo Yokio, and I'm like, oh, yeah, I really don't watch, like, a lot of, like, anime stuff. And they were like, oh, it's not anime. And I'm like, I'm not trying to say it's anime, but, like, you have to look at it and realize that's at least a similar style.
Yeah.
So what I'm saying is, I don't personally watch a lot of anime, but I really like Neo Yokio, and that's what I was trying to tell them, and I'm like,
yeah, Neo Yokio is anime.
But they got really upset with me that I implied that it was anime.
Neo Yokio is anime, because I'm like, there's a lot of anime that's like, there's a lot of Shoto anime that's like, really out there in the same style.
Yeah.
And I mean, it's anime just like Avatar The Last Airbender is anime.
Yeah. Like, I don't know if I would, I'm not gonna step up and be like, I'm the expert, so what I say is correct, but I'm saying like, if anything, you have to at least admit that the style is anime. It's done in very much that style.
It is.
So it's like, whether or not it's like officially part of the traditional anime genre is like not my opinion to share, but.
Yeah.
And I mean, don't know if I feel strongly about that anyways.
I consider it as such.
Yeah. But I want to get your opinion, since you're a little more informed than me.
That's just me. Because, I mean, like, if you compare it to, like, Madoka, it's very much still... They would be on the same channel if they were on the TV. And you wouldn't bat an eye. You're just like, oh, yeah, same thing.
Yeah, it's like, it's definitely Americanized, but, like...
Well, yeah. I'm thinking... I'm just weirdly specifically thinking about, like, the episode where they were in the museum, and then also Pink Christmas... Where they did, like, that whole pink sequence.
Yeah.
Those are very much, like, traditionally anime. So I'm like, pretending it's not isn't helping anybody.
Yeah.
It's just being a snob. Honestly, in my opinion, it's just being a snob. And I'm sure people who do anime don't even really give a fuck.
What's the word people use for it? The gatekeepers.
Oh, wait, is there a word, or are you just saying they're gatekeepers?
No, when people, when people say, like, oh, someone's, like, being a gatekeeper.
Oh, I know.
Well, like, maybe when you'll be like, oh, I like this band, and that person's like, name five of their songs. Like, they're being a gatekeeper, trying to keep people out of, like, the...
Oh, I just call them an asshole.
I mean, yeah, they're that, too. But, like, gatekeeper is, like, a specific word for, like, when you're trying to, like, keep... You're trying to define whether or not something is something else by, like, a...
Yeah. I mean, I get what you're saying. I just can't remember I can't think of the word. I'll have to get back to you.
Yeah.
I'm sure it'll happen, like, within 10 minutes, and I'll just shout it.
Yeah.
But anyway, I mean, I always love watching Madoka. I love episode 3. How did you feel about that? Because that's when we do the shift.
Sorry, I'm putting all the events together in order in my mind, so I can remember everything.
You remember what happened to Mommy?
Yeah. That was wild. I totally missed, like, I was like, oh, she was there, and then she was gone, so I'm like, oh, I think that thing ate her. But, like, I didn't see it, so I wasn't 100% sure, which is why I asked you, and you're like, oh, yeah, she bit her head off, and I'm like, oh, yeah, I missed that.
That's the funniest thing this show is, like... That's what happens. It's very
I feel like that happens with a lot of anime where, like, you'll be watching, you're like, nothing seems to be happening, and you look away for a second and you're like, I missed a lot. But it also feels like nothing happened.
Oh, girl, there's this other...
And that's why I think I'm always confused during anime, because I miss things all the time and don't even realize that I missed things.
What's funny is there's another anime that's similar to this. I think it's only, like, 9 episodes or something. 7 or 9 episodes or something random like that. But it's on Amazon, and I tried to watch it. And the thing is I'm like, I get really annoyed because it's very much... It's very similar to this, where they're, like, they meet this person and they offer them, hey, do you want to be a magical girl? Mm-hmm. And it's, like, this girl whose life literally is hell. Like, she gets tormented at school. She gets bullied by, like, a whole bunch of people. Her brother, who is, like, a prodigy or something, is loved by his parents, bullies her every night. Like... stabs her with pencils or something like that. Jesus. Something, like, really ridiculous. Yeah. And then homegirl literally almost gets, like, raped by, like, some dude. Like, some girl at her school is, like, a super bully and was just, like, told this guy to go rape her or something. I was just like, are you kidding me? And then she just seemed to be like, I deserve this. I'm like, bitch, you're not gonna fight for yourself. And I was so mad. I couldn't even watch most of it because I'm like, I was so mad that she wasn't willing to fight for herself.
Yeah.
And, I mean, of course, like, her magical ability came into play where, honestly, it's funny, she gets, like, this teleportation gun or something and shoots the dude and transports him in front of a train by accident.
Oh, my God.
She has no idea where he goes. They just disappear. And it's just like, oh, they got hit by a train.
Oh my God.
And I thought that was so funny, and I was just like...
I think it's funny.
I thought it was funny, and I was just like, finally, some just desserts. And then she was just all like, oh my God. And I'm just like, I can't. I literally turned the show off. I was like, I can't do this, because you're not... I'm like, you are not who I want to root for.
Yeah, it's true.
So I'm like, as you as a main character, I know I don't want to root for you, so yeah. I don't think I can watch this.
Yeah. Well, it's a shame that Mommy died, though, because it was the only character whose name I had memorized at that point.
Didn't you call like, well, weren't you like, oh, there's goth one, pink one, turquoise?
Turquoise hair. And then there's the cat thing.
Yeah. Which is fair. I mean, yeah. That's why it's
easy to follow. I'm bad at names in general. Like, I can watch 10 episodes of an American sitcom, and I won't remember their names either. So it's not necessarily an anime thing. It's just I'm bad with names.
I mean, I low-key think that's why they do it in anime. They, like, give everyone they give certain characters a specific color so that you know who they are.
Yeah.
You don't have to try and remember them. Yeah. Like, there are other animes where they don't do that, so...
Yeah.
Like, they all look the same, except for, like, slight variations and shit, so you have to, like, really know people.
I mean, I've edited films where I forget the character's name, so it's like, that's just a thing for me.
That does not surprise me in the slightest.
I forget all the time.
So would you watch more of Madoka?
Yeah, I think I would.
Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, there's only, like, 8 episodes left.
I think it's a show that, like, I would need, like, if no one ever mentions it to me again after this podcast, I'm probably going to forget and never watch it again. But, like, if someone brought it up, I'd be like, oh, yeah, I should watch more of
that. I think you should go back and watch these 4 episodes again and then, like, get back.
Because, you know, I watched, like, 2 or 3 episodes of Death Note and then forgot I was watching it and never watched it again. And that was, like, 5 years ago. So.
And here we are.
Like, do you know how many shows I started watching and then forgot I started watching? Like, it's endless. It's an endless list.
Amazing.
It happens to me.
Well, constantly. I can't say anything because my Netflix queue is literally like so long.
To this day, I'm still not sure if I finished Cougar Town or not, but I think I did.
I think I did, and I'm afraid
I made it at least halfway through the last season. So, like, if I didn't finish it, I got so close that it probably doesn't even matter. But I think I did finish it.
Amazing.
I just don't really remember any of the last half of that season.
Well, yeah, I think you should watch this in your own time.
Yeah.
Since it's, I mean, it's honestly not that long, and I feel like...
Yeah, I like short stuff.
I was gonna say, I feel like you'll probably just breeze through this.
Yeah, I'm not watching a ton of short stuff right now, so...
Yeah. I mean, plus, I feel like you always have random pockets of free time where you're like, I'm watching stuff.
It's true, yeah. And especially those random pockets tend to be on the shorter side, which is why I need more. Because most of the shows I want to watch right now are like 40-plus minutes, which makes it really hard to fit them into pockets of time because it's like too long for most meals.
Yeah, I mean, you can't really squeeze in an episode of Sabrina with lunch.
Yeah. Yeah, my boss gets really mad at me when I take hour-long lunches. Doesn't always stop me, but like, I still... But they give me a hard time about it. Because I'm still, like, basically on the clock when I eat lunch. Like, it's not like I leave and then come back over an hour later. I'm, like, still there, and I get interrupted a lot, so.
I mean, I understand. Yeah. I know exactly what you mean.
Yeah. And but, if I don't have anything to do, I'm going to take my time, but.
Okay. Well, next time, I think I know exactly what we're going to watch next time. I think we're going to watch Code Geass, because I think you'll enjoy that.
Sounds fun.
Well, you might enjoy it. Well, it depends. Cool. Because you're kind of, like, you liked the first one, Overlord, but you liked Madoka a little bit better. So we'll see.
Yeah.
It's very iffy.
It's honestly really hard for me to figure out what I'm going to like and what I'm not going to like. Because I know there's a thing I have, like, a soft spot for, but it's not necessarily like, oh, this is the only kind of stuff I like to watch.
Which I understand.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm just, like, it's one of my favorites.
Yeah.
But at the same time, I don't know. Yeah. I don't know how you'll take it.
Yeah. Oh, well, like, actually, of the anime I've watched, my two favorites are Oren High School Host Club, which is my main favorite by far. Love that show. And then Full Metal Alchemist, which are two very, like...
Different things.
Yeah, they're two very different things. They're also two very popular things, so, like...
Then you might like Code Geass. It's kind of somewhere in the vein of Full Metal.
Yeah, because I always really... Like, I liked that one. Got me on board pretty quickly.
They're part of the same generation of anime, so...
Oh, okay, cool. Yeah. I like stuff that has, like, a good balance of, like, serious, but, like, also more lighthearted moments. I'm one of those people, I like a breather. I don't like watching stuff that's intense the entire time, because it just, like, exhausts me.
Honestly, it depends, because if it's, like, intense, and then they decide to do something really stupid, like, oh, we're doing a book fair! I'm like, I don't fucking care.
Like, if it doesn't make sense, I don't like it. But, like, I think especially with, like, the really intense stuff, like, Full Metal Alchemist gets pretty intense at times. It's nice to have those moments where they're just, like... hanging out, where, like, people complain because it's, like, filler, but I'm like, for me, it humanizes them more.
Mm.
Because it's like, oh, but they're also just kind of like, just like me, but, you know, just like normal people who, like, also have lives and, like, are capable of feeling joy, even if their life sucks. That doesn't mean they don't have, like, nicer moments. So I'm like, okay. Or even if it's just, like, humorous moments, because to me, life is funny. And so to watch a show that literally doesn't have any moment that's funny, like, even Handmaid's Tale is funny at times. And that's one of the most depressing shows I've ever watched, like, consistently. But it has moments of humor.
It's very. You like a show that's very normal girl by SZA.
Oh my god. Yeah. I don't know. But,
Well, I mean, we'll watch Code Geass next time and we'll see exactly
how we'll see what happens. Again, my taste isn't always super predictable.
I mean, this one...
I just like to laugh. I like to have fun, as you say.
Well, we'll see. We'll see how you feel about it. Okay. I have another one that I kind of want to dip into that's on Netflix. And we can
always do Anime April, Anime May.
Yeah.
Anime June.
Anime is for any time of the year.
Welcome to the new anime podcast.
Welcome to the Anime Network.
Oh my god.
Please hire me.
Aniplex, don't sue us.
All right. As always, thanks for listening.
Gucci.
Gucci.